everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on OHL News. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to two players who had four goals each during the opening weekend of Ontario Hockey League action. In one case, he got the four spot in just one game. We'll also bring you up to speed on some NHL draft updates and the latest BMO CHL Top 10 rankings. But first, this week's OHL Player of the Week is Oshawa Generals sophomore forward Michael Del Cole. The 17-year-old from Woodbridge scored 48 points last year as a member of the Generals, and this past weekend had four goals and three assists for 7 points in two Oshawa road victories in Windsor and Sarnia to start out the season. I caught up with Del Cole shortly after the second win, and he was excited, at the same time knowing the Generals maybe being overlooked a little bit in the Eastern Conference this year.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think a lot of teams expect us to go 2-0 on this road trip, so we're not expected to do much this year, but we keep on working hard. You know, we got a great group of guys in the room, and that's obviously a big 4 points to start off the year.
What was your approach coming into this year as your second in the league?
Well, obviously, it's a lot different. I think we lost a lot of key guys from last year, but, you know, we're a young group of guys. Every guy in our team is a great guy. We don't have any bad guys in our team, so we all have one goal, and, you know, obviously, this is a huge start for us.
Hunter Smith seems to have the timing down, Pat, with the winner last night, and then the winner here with 12 seconds to go.
Yeah, I know, seriously. That's his first two goals for us in Oshawa, so obviously that's two pretty big important goals for his career.
How nice is it having a veteran like Daniel Altschuler back there?
Yeah, for sure. I think he's proven himself to be one of the best goalies in the CHL, actually. So he's held us in there last year. This year he's doing the same thing. So, you know, he's just going to continue to grow, and he's going to be a great goalie for us.
That was Michael Del Cole of the Oshawa Generals. He is among the players to watch, according to NHL Central Scouting, for the 2014 National Hockey League Entry Draft. Central Scouting released their players to watch list this past week, as it's the first look at OHL players eligible for the 2014 National Hockey League Entry Draft. Now, they ranked them in three areas: A skaters, B skaters, and C skaters, along with breaking up the goaltenders as well. The A, Bs, and Cs, basically where they project right now the players could be headed in the upcoming draft. So in other words, first round pick potentially right now in terms of the list to watch: Sam Bennett of the Kingston Frontenacs, along with teammate Roland McEwen and Spencer Watson. Also Blake Clark from North Bay, the aforementioned Michael Del Cole of the Oshawa Generals, Barrie's Aaron Ekblad, Windsor's Josh Hosang, Plymouth's Matt Mistily, and Peterborough's Nick Ritchie. One more player on that list you will hear from in just a moment. We're going to keep you in suspense for just a moment or two. Meantime, this week's BMO CHL MasterCard Top 10 rankings sees the London Knights atop the list for the second straight week. Other OHL teams on the list include the Guelph Storm. They remain at 5th. The Kingston Frontenacs move up to 7th. They were 9th last week. Honorable mention to the Barrie Colts. All right, I teased you long enough. The other player as the A skater for the upcoming NHL entry draft, according to NHL Central Scouting, is Jared McCann, forward, second-year forward, that is, of the Sioux Greyhounds. He scored 4 goals last Saturday night in the opening game of the season between the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds and the Sudbury Wolves. And this week, catching up with McCann, and of course I had to start the conversation about opening night.
Just take me through what it was like their opening night on Saturday there against the Wolves.
It was like the first game I played there. It was really exciting, and it was obviously a lot of fun to play when you come out and play like that as a team, and it was a really good time.
Did it just have that feeling like, you know, you get a bounce, you get one, you get another one, and just one of those games where you just felt like everything was going your way, when sometimes you have nights where the same kind of opportunity hits a goalpost, goes just wide, or a goalie comes across and makes a stop?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was just one of those nights that everything seemed to go in, and, you know, as a team we all played well, and everything seemed to be clicking. Every line contributed offensively and defensively, but it was just one of those nights that everything went in.
What was your approach coming into camp and getting ready for this season?
It was to be more of a leader on and off the ice. You know, we had a lot of guys like Cousins and Brolin, and all those guys who left, and, you know, those spots needed to be filled, and leadership roles needed to be filled. And, you know, I felt like to come into camp, and I had to be more of a leader because it was my second year in the league, and, you know, I gotta take those younger guys like Blake Spears and Colton White and those guys under my wing, and, you know, just just tell them what it's like and hopefully make their time a lot easier.
Are you finding that now it's the second time around for a lot of things versus this time last year? It was your first time around, whether it's getting settled into Sault Ste. Marie, first time playing a preseason game, everything like that. Now that's the second time for everything, are you finding it just a little bit more comfortable?
Yeah, for sure. A lot easier than last year, for sure. It was tough, you know, moving from London to Sault Ste. Marie, like 6 hours away. But, you know, this time I have a great beloved family and everything like that. So it was definitely a lot easier.
For this hockey club, as you mentioned, there's been some turnover, but still a pretty solid group that's together. I'm sure you guys are hoping that, hey, a big win to open the season and continue to build some confidence over the next few weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Like we still have some things to work on. We're a young team. There's definitely a lot of stuff that needs to be tweaked, and you know, but we've got a lot of guys who are willing to learn and, you know, ready to play hockey for sure.
Obviously, for a lot of guys just like yourself, it's an important year when it comes to the NHL draft, which I know you've got a lot of things to worry about before then. But do you just find that you've been around enough guys over the last, whether it's last year in the Sioux, things like that, that you can kind of see what they went through and sort of learn from that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like Darnell Nurse goes very high in the draft, and you know, he's obviously a mentor to me, and he's a really hard worker, so he knows what it takes to get there. And you know, it's going to be a lot of work, and you know, I'm prepared for that, and I'm willing to do anything it takes for sure.
Is it almost both ways? You saw that what Darnell went through last year with a lot of attention, of course, going very high. Then you saw what Sergei Tulchinsky went through, where obviously the disappointment, yet he's now signed to a National Hockey League contract as well. Can you kind of see that, hey, you know what, no matter what happens, that things, if you work hard enough at it, things can go your way?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's all about how hard you work and how bad you want it, right? And Sergei is probably one of the better players I've ever seen in my hockey career, for sure. He's quite the guy, and he's definitely quite the hockey player. But same with Darnell, you know, I don't think it really matters if you really get drafted. As you can tell, like Sergei, he's an unbelievable player, and Darnell is as well. So like, I don't really think it matters too much about the draft. It just matters how bad you want it, right?
Before we let you go, you saw it last year, how tough things are in the division and in the Western Conference. Are you expecting similar kind of battles this year?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the league has gotten harder, as it seems, but, you know, because we're such a young team, but, you know, as a team, we gotta battle through stuff like that.
That was second-year forward Jared McCann of the Sioux Greyhounds, who picked up 4 goals last Saturday night to start out the new season. That's going to do it for this week's show. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on OHL News.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.